Hello, everyone. It's Jenny's Tattle Tales, and I am Jenny Heckman. I am the award-winning paranormal romance author of the Heaven and Earth series, and this is my video blog / podcast where we talk about all things writing. We talk about authors new and old, and we talk about their work as well as lifestyle. So I wanted to welcome you here today, and thank you so much for joining me.
A new year, a new podcast. Woohoo! That's exciting. I'm Andrea. I'm Jenny's assistant, and I'm here with Jenny.
Woo, here I am. Hello. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
I love this. This is
you're welcome.
Out of my comfort zone.
You face your fears.
Face my fears. Yes.
One of the New Year's resolutions.
It is one of my New Year's resolutions. Yeah. Got a few coming up. So, we were talking about all the different things we wanted to talk about in this first podcast, and lots of different topics. But one of the things I was thinking about doing for the new year is figuring out how to improve myself for myself, for no one else. And
That should be the only reason right? why I want to improve, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm thinking about doing a weight loss kind of like not a challenge really. I mean, I say it's a challenge, but there's really not a competition. It's really, like I said, just for me. So trying to figure out a way to improve that and conquer that challenge for myself, for better or for worse, you know.
I'm going to be joining you in that.
You are?
I might be doing a little bit different than you because I'm going to do a different program. It's not really a program. It's just a different way of eating. No products, at least I'm not planning to. I don't know about exercise yet because with COVID and everything, there are no gyms open around here, and I don't walk.
You're not a walker?
I used to be. Not
you're over by that beautiful lake, though. You can walk around the lake.
I know, but I'm so busy. I don't have time to walk.
That's true.
I would love to go hiking, though, so maybe we can do that.
Oh, actually, you and Adrian got here kind of in... It was March? May. So you did have the summer, but maybe you didn't do a whole lot of foraging out there of what there is. But there's
honestly, when we got here, we got into boating straight away, and that's all we did. So there was not a lot of walking.
There is some really great, I mean, that's the great thing about Seattle and Washington State is there's a lot of hikes. So Mount Pilchuck is just up the way. It's a really... It's a challenging hike. I think it's a challenging hike.
But. I know there's so much to do here.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to get on the mountain because that's why I moved here.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them.
There's lots of them. Yeah.
But to walk in the neighborhood, I don't know.
Yeah, you have to. Well, I know that my driveway here is a quarter mile long. So it's perfect because I know just do that four times and you got a mile. So it's.
Well, yeah, but it's different. You're out here in the country. I'm in the middle of civilization. Yeah. Too many people. You know I don't like people.
Civilization. Yeah. I'm happy to not be in civilization.
Actually, I came from
you
a
came
similar
from,
place
gosh.
Like this here. And then I like it. I just don't want to get out of it.
Yeah.
I would rather find a mountain and go hiking.
Yeah. Civilization. That's Chicago is, that's full of civilization. Yeah. So you it is... It's crazy busy there.
It is. But then the minute you're outside, it's nothing but cornfields. And I still like this better.
Yeah. My husband and I were talking about if we could move anywhere, if we had unlimited funds and you didn't have, you know, just your family here, if you could move your family anywhere with you, where would you go? And, you know, we talked about it. He was saying, oh, you want to go someplace where there's some sun. And the funny thing is I think I'm a true Washingtonian because I've lived here my whole life, and I love the rain, and I'm fine with the gray skies and stuff, and a lot of people don't like it, but to me it's when it rains it's very cleansing, and you know, so there
it
I just
is,
love it.
Except, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you look outside and you're like, shit, it's another rainy day.
Yeah.
But then what I learned since I've been here that you cannot predict the weather. It can change within an hour to sunny.
In a minute. Yeah.
So I didn't go by that. But yeah, it would be nice to wake up to sun every morning. But
yeah.
As long as there's sun
it
at
will.
Some point during the day, I think I'm fine.
But there really is, in terms of like around the nation, there's really only on the coast where you can get this color, this kind of green with the blue of the water. And you've got all these different, I mean, you have snow sports, you have... winter, summer sports. You have all those different things. So it is kind of a great little area. It's not like maybe the Midwest where it's a little bit harder to find a lake and drag yourself around on some water skis and stuff. So I don't know. But I love it here. So we were talking about that, and yeah, I don't think I'd want to go anywhere. Maybe a little even further north. Because I do like the Canadian border.
I'm attracted to the north a lot. Like when I lived in Chicago, I felt this pull toward the west. Now I'm here and I'm pulled towards a little bit north. Mm. So
yeah,
I don't know how much north, because an hour north from here.
You went up to Bellingham. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not much north after that, right? Because then it's Canada, but we cannot go to Canada because they don't want us.
Nobody wants us right now.
Nobody wants us.
Oh, so yes. Anyway, this next year is going to be a year of growth and change. And one of the things that I wanted to do was weight loss, trying to figure out that once and for all. Either doing it or shutting up about it. Just being happy with who I am and staying that way and just being okay with it. And that's another battle. But the other thing is I'm a horrible sleeper. I don't know how do you do with your sleep?
Well, considering I went to bed at 3 and woke up at 6.
Yeah, that's me too. And that's
pretty much almost every other day.
Anyone that knows me, I'm exactly the same way, and
I know
it's very, very hard to.
I try not to text you at midnight.
Because
I know you're up.
I know. I usually am, but this year, like I said, this year I am figuring out my sleep patterns because it is really hard when we just bought a boat back in May, and I want to be on it, and Jeff has to for his business. He has to get up at 4:30. In the morning and go to work. So he doesn't do that on the weekends or when we're boating, but he does get up a lot earlier than I do. And that, he's sitting around waiting for me, that's kind of hard. So if I can adjust it and instead of going to bed at 2 or 3, go to bed at midnight, that would be better. So at least adjust a little bit. So I'm looking at sleep, weight loss, and then the last thing is finding balance. So as a writer, we were on Candace Uncensored yesterday, and we were talking about timing and balance and how long it takes to write things and stuff. And so my next this year I'm going to also be trying to figure out how to write, have a personal life, and then also do all the marketing and all that stuff that needs to, all this kind of stuff that that I've never really done before. So
yeah. Well, it's very important. I think if you want to be successful, you have to have balance. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to focus on your business. You have to focus on the writing, but it's important your support. And if you don't have the support in your life that allows you to be focused on business, then you're not going to have a successful business.
Very true.
And that means taking time when you feel like you need to take time.
Yeah.
Yes, there are deadlines. And we worked on the deadlines.
Yes. Yes, we did.
How many pages?
We have a lot of pages of deadlines. You can't see this in the podcast, but
we still need to put them on calendar.
Yeah,
that's another.
Now that's a whole other thing. But there's so much stuff coming up. I think we talked about 6 major things that are going to be happening. And the time frame is still just a tad bit loose just because there's a couple things that have to fall into place before we can really make the cemented deadlines. But I mean, it really is almost every month there's something big happening. So with a little bit of ease in the summertime. And
you have to have fun. You deserve to have fun. Mm-hmm. If we don't have fun, then why do we do everything we do?
Yeah.
I mean, we do it for money, we do it for all this stuff, but if we can't enjoy it,
yeah,
what's the point?
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what else are we going to talk about? Where did my little list go?
And we're going to talk about Sea Archer.
Let's talk about
plans.
What do we want to talk about with that? So I'm putting together my newsletter. I'm going to hopefully put it out before we leave. We're leaving for Belize a couple days after Christmas. And I'm going to do the newsletter a little bit early because I do know that, at, you know, on New Year's, everybody has their little resolutions, and some people really like starting on January 1st. Some people are much too hungover and they need to start on the 2nd.
Well, I don't know how much partying is going to happen here with everything else that's going on. Plus, I mean, yes, I have family here, but they have small kids. So. Yeah. They're not gonna party.
Yeah.
Like they used to, and we don't really know other people.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much partying we're gonna do.
Yeah.
But probably I'll either end up watching TV or work, because I've done that before. I worked for many years.
Oh gosh.
But it's peaceful and quiet. Nobody's bothering you.
And if you enjoy doing it, I mean, sometimes. What somebody quoted that saying that if it's a joy to do, it's not work. So
oh, but you know what? Talk about New Year's.
New Year's? What we're gonna be doing on New Year's?
Not necessarily, but talk about superstitions. What are some things that you do on the first day of the year, or when the you know the change happens in the year?
Well, I don't really. I do resolutions for sure. If that's what you mean, I don't know. Is that a thing in Romania that there's superstitions?
Yes. Okay. You always need to have money in your pocket.
Really?
Because otherwise you'll be broke the whole year.
Oh no, I don't. This is not a traditionally American thing. So okay, tell me about that. I don't know about
so,
that.
So have money, not change, like big money.
Okay.
And no credit cards.
No credit cards. Okay.
Like real money.
Okay.
And you want to have a lot of it, then you want to make sure you have fish that night.
Fish. Okay.
Abundance.
What does, okay.
Abundance. It means abundance.
Wow.
So you have to have one of, okay, so we party typically all night long.
Uh-huh.
We party even when we're kids with our parents.
Yeah.
So I don't know if my sisters will do it, because I mean, they're kind of Americanized now. And they have kids again. And they have businesses too that they have to run, so you know it's a little bit different. But probably it's gonna be me and Adrian. We're gonna be up until like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and we're probably gonna eat like 5 times.
Oh wow!
Because that's what we do. If I have time, I don't know how much baking is gonna happen because I kind of failed this year at that. But I still need to figure out the reasons. We're gonna have something.
I guess I should just interject here too. People listening to your accent might not know where you're from, so why don't you tell
I'm
me?
I'm not from the south. A lot of people say I'm from the south. Not that south, but a little more north and on a different continent. But yes, I'm Romanian.
Romanian.
Well, and Romanian and Hungarian.
Hungarian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're actually from Transylvania.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that goes along with Transylvania and superstitions with that. Yes. And you hear there's about Dracula and all of
that.
There's
always a superstition. So always have money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Always have money, cash in your wallet.
Okay.
Something I do, and actually I learned from my friend Rebecca from Australia. She taught me, she's an abundance coach, and she taught me that if you don't have money in your wallet, money doesn't know that you want more.
Oh.
So if you go to, for example, a grocery store and you pay with a debit card, they always ask you if you want cash.
Mm-hmm.
I always say yes. I used to say no. But if I say no, I put it in the universe. I don't want money.
Oh.
So I always get $20.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't necessarily need it. Yeah. Or maybe I should change my attitude and say I need it. But I used to say no until my friend Rebecca explained to me that if I want to have money keep coming to me, then if I'm asked if I want money, I always say yes.
Oh,
and I always have money in my wallet.
That's like really good.
Paper money.
Well, somebody once told me too that you have respect for your money. So like if you do have money, you don't crumple it and put it at the bottom of your purse. You actually put the change in a little coin purse, and you actually take the bills and you set them out straight. You have them facing the right direction. You have respect for
money. I have a big wallet, so all the bills can be straight in it. Yeah. And in the middle, I have my coin.
Yeah.
Little purse. But always have money in the first day of the year in your pockets. Make sure everybody in your family has money.
Yeah, great. That's awesome.
Always look in the eye.
Yeah.
When you cheers, when you
You have to drink. And you have to drink. Now that is that's a big one in our family.
Have fish, and then there's another thing we do is, okay, this is something my grandma does. I haven't done it personally, but my grandma does it for all of us. She does an onion calendar for the whole year. So onion. What she does, she peels an onion and she puts aside 12, how do you call it, leaves?
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Whatever that is, yeah. the layer.
And she puts salt in each one of them.
Salt.
And then, you know, onion will let water. And they're going to be some of them that will have more water than the other. And then she's able to tell us which are going to be the good months.
What?
The abundant months.
No.
The dry months, no bueno. The more water, the better.
Oh, that's cool. We're going to have to do that.
Something she does the first of the year, every year. Oh. And she's going to be almost 90.
Oh, 89. That's cool. I like that. That's yeah. A really great tradition.
So those are just some of the things we do the first year. And then, of course, the first day we continue the party from the night before because we probably have not finished all the food or booze. It always happens.
We don't have superstitions with New Year's, but you know, we do things a little bit differently in our house for Christmas. My husband's birthday is on Christmas Day, and so in our family, we always celebrate his birthday first. So when the kids would wake up at whatever ungodly hour that they would wake up, they'd come running in and they'd be all excited, and we'd celebrate Dad. We would do all of his presents and we would sing happy birthday, and it was completely separate from coming downstairs. It was all done in our room, you know, it was all just right there. And then after that, so I have to back up. In middle school, my kids were horrible to one another. They actually were
aren't awful. Siblings horrible?
Well, they were really great pals until middle school when my son got his own opinion and my daughter didn't like that. So they kind of like, they started to squabble. And one year it was just incessant. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, I you guys have got to stop or you're going to be in real trouble. Well, Santa brought them coal. And actually put coal in their stockings. And, you know, that's the same tradition here. Yeah, okay.
We don't, well, not for Christmas. We actually celebrate St. Nicholas.
Oh, okay.
On the
saints, yeah.
Yeah, and on the 5th and the 6th. Well, okay. He comes on the 5th.
Oh.
But St. Nicholas, the day of St. Nicholas, it's on the 6th. But, okay, so the image
which is
on,
great. That's my birthday.
Yes, yes. But here's the Romanian tradition, and I think probably a big part of Europe does that too, at least Eastern Europe. The kids are supposed to clean their best shoes and put them at the window, because this is where St. Nicholas is gonna come and bring you gifts. So there were three of us, and we had several pair of shoes. We had some more, we hoped.
Yeah.
So we cleaned them, and we had them arranged at the window.
Okay.
And then we would hear a big noise, a knock, and then we were sent to our room.
Oh, wow.
And then St. Nicholas would come. Oh. And we would find presents in our shoes.
Oh, okay, so it's not stockings. It's not hanging your stockings up, it's putting your shoes up there.
No, the shoes. And then, that's, you know, cool. It's winter, so there's snow, and you have those big boots, you know, for the winter. So the bigger, the better. And if you have more, you can hope for more, right?
Yeah.
But we always also, and they're not big gifts, they're smaller gifts. They were usually chocolate or oranges or fruits and stuff like that. Maybe some socks and some really small gifts. But we always got, how do you call it, a twig.
Oh, a twig.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was our warning for the rest of the next year. If we are not good enough, that's what our parents
will use. Okay, I got it.
Use to get us straight back on track.
That's awesome.
But that's a big business because, you know, those things are expensive because they come in all kind of colors, and a lot of them, they're sparkly ones, and they have bows on them, and being the big business side of it.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
and
that's
actually, we were offended, but we weren't getting it.
Oh. When you didn't get your,
yeah.
Okay, well, my kids got coal. They got coal one year, and what Santa did was leave a note that said, okay, if you guys can't work together, then you don't deserve to get your presents. So in order to get your presents, you're going to have to work together. And here's a challenge for you. It was a scavenger hunt, essentially. They had to solve riddles to get to the next clue to go get the next present. And it is very complicated, and it's all rhymed and riddled and all this stuff. And they have to solve it, and they have to solve it together. And then they go around, and there's things that are hidden all over the place. And then, but they have to work together to solve the puzzle. Okay, well, that was a long time ago is when we first started that. And now they still do it. So they're 27 and 25 and they still do it. And it's fun. And the other thing we do is, for the listeners that can't see this, but we have a big long staircase, and at the very top of the staircase, before the scavenger hunt would happen, they have to sit up on the top stairs, and Jeff will give them, my husband will give them trivia questions, and they have to answer them. And if they get them right, they come down a step. If they answer them wrong, they have to go up a step. So it is, but here's the thing about it. It sounds really complicated, and oh my gosh, that's
so, that is like, so fun.
It's very tragic to do to your poor children on Christmas morning. But in doing this, we spend time together as a family. When they're answering their questions, just making breakfast, or we're, you know, having coffee, or we're starting coffee and doing all of that stuff. Actually, they've turned into mimosas now that the kids are older, but, you know, and they do the questions and they come down the stairs, and it's time and it's being present in the moment. And then the same thing with the scavenger hunt. Now they don't necessarily work on together. They each have their own clues, and it's different riddles and all this stuff, so that they're kind of flying all around, but they make it a race and a competition as to who can get done with first.
So nice. It's a fun tradition.
Yeah.
We have another tradition. Like, you guys open presents on Christmas morning, usually. Thanksgiving morning. Typically.
Yeah, typically.
Americans.
Mm-hmm. Americans.
We would open the presents on Eve, Christmas Eve. Okay. This is when Santa would come.
Okay.
Because you were typically passed out on Christmas Day. As we got older, we were allowed to stay out later. And Christmas Eve, the night of Christmas Eve into Christmas, was the only night of the year where we could stay out until the morning. Because we were going caroling.
Oh, that's nice.
We would gather maybe like 20, 30 kids, and we would go to everybody's house in one night, eat, drink, next.
Oh, that's
and if
fun.
We didn't finish all the homes one night, then we continue the next night.
Oh.
So during the day, we were all passed out from too much food, and later too much drinking, and then we would sleep all day, and then we would start all over again the next evening.
Oh, that's really fun. I like that. Yeah. So, well, Christmas is Christmas. So then you do Christmas, and we're leaving to go to Belize with our good friends a couple days after Christmas, and we're going to be doing New Year's there with them. But yeah, I do plan on starting everything on January 1st, because I am a big believer in resolutions.
So you don't wait until the Monday, the first Monday of the year, if it falls in during the week or the weekend?
The only hindrance, and I think this actually happens with a lot of people, is they make these New Year's resolutions not taking into account that maybe you might have had a few more cocktails than you meant to on Christmas.
That's
why New Year's
I
Eve.
Never start anything on the first of the year. It's just
because you're just trying to survive the next
year.
Exactly.
Well, typically this is how it was. Probably not as much now because we're older and, you know, we're in a new place now, a new state. We don't know a lot of people. We don't have as many friends here. So, you know, maybe I could start it, but still, it just does not sound good to me.
Yeah.
Monday, yeah. That sounds better. Monday morning, so
I'm a machine. Once I make a decision to do something, I'm a machine, and I actually do can accomplish it, but I have to really be in the right frame of mind to do it. And the other thing that I'm starting on the first, just because I want to get the next book out, is I'm starting to write again. And so January, February, March is all going to be 3,000 words a day, getting the next book out and getting it complete and stuff, or at least getting it to a point where I can send it to an editor and kind of look at that. So
yeah, we have a swap shop here at Jenny's house.
Yes, that's right.
Every day.
It's a little hot in here. So that's my plan. But those are my three things, is I really do want to figure these three things out. I want to be, because I have noticed, like, especially with the sleep, it's making me more irritable. I'm having a harder time concentrating, and it's getting to a point where it's almost like swapped with the day. But my problem is I still have to get up at the same time that I get up. So it is a little bit of a struggle, and it's hard when you don't get sleep. Sleep's important.
It is. That's why I pass out on Saturday afternoons for no reason and then I sleep for 5 hours.
There you go.
Get my body tells me, hey, girl, yeah. Put some sleep in there.
Yeah.
You've got to.
It's your body's way of just regenerating.
And now you need to listen. After a certain age, you need to listen to your body.
It starts to talk louder, doesn't it?
For sure it does.
Okay, so that's kind of what's happening with the newsletter and doing this challenge. And I haven't quite figured out yet how to put it all together because my thought process in it was, I'm doing this. I know a lot of people make resolutions. And I was thinking, is there a way to do it where, you know, I'm just doing my journey and maybe some other people want to come along. So I haven't quite figured out the whole way to do that yet, whether we do like a page or if we put it on the website or we have something that we follow where people can kind of interact with one another and support one another. So I like that idea.
Yeah, I like it too because I think we will be more successful if we have other people doing it. At least I know I am.
Yeah.
I used to work out regularly in the gym. Part of the reason was because I was attending their classes, but also I had friends that were going.
Yeah.
And we were all meeting there.
Yeah.
And we were kind of dragging each other on the days we didn't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
But it was working.
Yeah. Well, my daughter and I, we can be each other's biggest cheerleaders or biggest distractors. So, like, we will start something together, and if we're both on board, oh my God, you can't stop us. But we are really good at talking each other out of doing things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's not hard to do.
No. It isn't. When you're faced with something, you probably find a challenge or hard or whatever. Yeah.
So if anybody wants to join us,
yeah,
just let us know and then we'll share what we're doing. I don't think we're doing the same thing. I think I'm planning to do something different than Jen. I have no idea what Jen does.
I plan on doing this. If you do plan on joining us, this should probably be said. I'm not going to have, if you're somebody that totes a weight loss system or whatever, we're not doing that. So if you have a pill or if you have a concoction or you have whatever, we're not doing that. I don't really want this to be a free, advertising site for people. I just want it to be a place where people go and they lose weight in a very healthy and supportive way. That's
they figure out pretty much whatever works for them.
Exactly.
If it works what we're doing, that's fine. We're sharing what we're doing.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, do your thing, just support each other.
Do your thing. Yeah. That's exactly right. So, if you want to join us, that would be really, really great.
And that's a wrap for our first episode of ever.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
For Jenny's Tattletales on podcast.
That worked pretty good.
Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up for Jenny's Tattletales today. I hope you have an absolutely splendid day, and I want to really thank you for joining me, and I hope to hear from you and see you next time.